All right, Rabbi says. So we are going to start Parak Ches, which is Bederech Knias Hazrizus. Let's just go over again what Zahiris was and what Zerizus was. The two first Midas and Maseches Hashanah. So Zahiris is lining yourself up and knowing what your goals are in life and aligning your mice and making sure that they align, that they're getting you closer to those goals. That's what Zahiris is. I understand my goals, and I understand that my mice are getting closer to achieving those goals. And everything's worked out that it is within that framework. This reason is not allowing other things to distract you from that, so you can be purely focused. And if you're purely focused, then there won't be distractions from doing those things that are getting you to your goal and accomplishing it. So how do you become a Zariz? Right, which we explain a few things like Kohanim's reason name. What is Kohanim's reason name? Do you do things very quickly? So why does that mean they don't make mistakes? Usually when you do things quickly, you do make mistakes. The answer is Kohanim's reason means that when a Kohen is sitting with his big day kahuna in the Beis HaMikdash, he's not thinking about anything else other than doing the Avodah. So he's purely focused on the Avodah. He's not going to make a mistake. He's not distracted and thinking about five other things. His whole focus right now is on getting this dam to the Mizbeach. And I'm not going to drop it or mess it up. Adam's reasoning.
Is there any context in where Zerizus means to act with alacrity, to do it quickly? Or is it
Well,
the
its
same?
idea is because, like Rav Dessler writes, is that neshama is above time. Guf is subject to the time. So when you do something time bound, you are subjugating yourself to guf, which means automatically you're not doing it neshama dik, which means you're not doing zrizus. If you're doing it purely zrizus dik, it will come out faster because there's less distractions. So when I get out of bed with Jesus versus not with Jesus, so if I don't get up with bed with Jesus, so I'm going to press snooze. Why? Because I'm not thinking about my achrayas to daven. I'm thinking about I need to get some more sleep. It's comfortable, etc. Right? If I get up with Jesus, it means the only things on my mind right now is I got up in the morning. I got to go do my job. So you get up faster because it's not because there's no other distractions, you do it now, right away. You know, oh, by the way, let me just stop for a cup of water. Why stop? So it's a little bit hainuach. It ends up being. I can nickname them as heroes.
So we want to tie Jesus really as like focus.
Yes. Jesus has nothing to do with doing things fast. It ends up doing things fast. But a Zariz is not somebody who speaks through his actions. A Zariz is somebody who is completely focused on his actions and doing them according to his mind. Yeah.
But isn't that a component of that doing it, but doing stuff immediately?
I think it's a component because it's because
If nothing else to distract you from doing it.
you don't have someone pulling you away from it. It's the same, whatever mead is going to get you Zahiris will get you Zerizus because it's the same idea. Zahiris is in the lois ases, aligning your actions with your goals. And so it's reasons in how you do them. When a person realizes how important mitzvahs are and how important developing his neshama is, then he will for sure do his things immediately, quickly, and with full focus. Who his tackles brought a toy voice, Shakashbor Oisim Adam, Bholes Rosha, However, he's saying here a nice chiddush, something which can motivate zehiras and zerizas is the realization of how much toiv Hashem did for a person or is doing for a person constantly. The more a person is focused or able to focus on the toivos that Hashem does for them, apparently that will help them in their zehiras and zerizas. Why is that? Is there a reason for that?
The suit.
I mean, because it heightens your motivation to focus on your mitzvahs, because your focus on your mitzvahs is a way to be makir tov to Hashem. Right? So, I noticed over Yom Tov, by the way, that there's a lot of sources apparently that a major component in Hodah, a major component in thanking Hashem, is if you can elaborate, enunciate, and publicly declare and all the tovos that Hashem has done for you. You speak it out publicly, and that seems to apparently be a very big component in Hakaras HaTov. I'm thinking of Hashem. You're supposed to speak out. What is it that Hashem did for you?
Immediately, but
Yeah, and you have to know why, but it's pretty clear that's the case. So thanking Hashem is not enough. Hey, thanks. There's a component of like
the
speaking
gratitude
it out.
sets in more once you speak it into existence and just in the back of your mind, knowing that I thought he didn't.
No, but I think it's also about publicizing it. I think because a person when naturally feels vulnerable when they received tova from someone, right? So I kind of want to push it out of my mind. I don't want to really recognize that I needed to come out to something. But for me to publicly declare, you know what? There was no way I was going to survive that. It wasn't me. I had no way, and it was only HaKadosh Baruch Hu who gave me the strength. It's a greater level of declaration of understanding the depths of the good. A korban todah has an element in it that you're supposed to declare and explain why you're bringing the korban todah. Right? How? Like hoidu. Hoidu, you're supposed to say to two other people. You're not just supposed to say hoidu yourself. It's a back and forth in hoidu. Because it's supposed to tell other people, hey, thank Hashem for me. By Birkas HaGoyim, you're supposed to say it in Barabbas, 10 people. Say every day. So apparently, the concept of being Mesaper is a very big concept in Hakaras HaTov. Just interesting. Another interesting thing is that apparently, it's an old minig I just found in the Siddur HaGra that you're supposed to sing Hoidu. You know, Chazanim sing Hoidu?
How are you doing, how small are you doing, how?
Yeah, in Halal.
Oh,
The
small for me.
Hoidu in Halal, the
Ain't
four
that
lines there?
so small? No, there's a as opposed to the big one, before, like or at the end of Pesukim, is only a child is small, 26.
So the idea is you're supposed to sing it. I think it's the same thing.
Well, you're saying it already.
Hear that? Because the more you sing it, the more you come into that realization. Okay, but so you got off to a good start. Once Hashem will continue tomorrow.
You need a ride? I got the bite size
Depends
coat
what
today.
oh yeah, I think he does.
Depends
All
what you have. I still
right,
need
you need a ride, no?
if you want to do the
Yeah.
helmet.
Okay. Sure.
Oh, I got a car No,
today.
he's in the car. He's in the car.
No.
Oh,
Yeah.
the other one?
I don't like that guy. He's good.
It's very subtle.